So it's a kind of a syllabus or a curriculum, and for purposes of presenting to the country as a whole, I have of course made it little artificial in the sense class 1, class 2, class 3, class 4, class 5, up to class 12. Because that is how people in the country at least today demand the program to be classified. But it is only a kind of an artificial thing which can be forgotten as far as we are concerned. But all the topics which I have written there could be quite relevant to the work that we want to do in this book. This is not complete, it is only a first draft as it were, and much more can be done, and we can, by a collaboration, we can develop it further. I would like to invite all people in Auroville, because this is a subject in which I think everybody can participate and can contribute. To find stories which are relating to the vital and vital education. Now here again there is a very important chapter in the Life Divine which is entitled The Problem of Life. The title of the chapter itself is The Problem of Life. And in respect of that problem, Sri Aurobindo has said, there are three powers in the human being by which the vital can be uplifted. The power of illumination, the power of love, and the power of heroism. These three powers by which the vital can be really uplifted from its normal moorings into instincts and impulses and wildnesses of various kinds which really create the problem of life. So I have been guided by this insight that Sri Aurobindo has given as to what should be our fundamental thrust in collecting stories from all parts of the world which will illustrate the problem of life and how that problem of life can be resolved, how a particular situation or particular aspect of human personality can be resolved by power of illumination or the power of heroism or the power of love. Now, I must say that Mother preferred the use of the word harmony instead of love, because once when I wrote down to the Mother that our aim in education has to be the development of wisdom, strength, love and skills, then Mother said this is a good formulation, but she struck off the word love and she put the word harmony. So, because the word love is very much misunderstood today in the modern world, and the word harmony is the real word that should be made current. So, I have put down these three words, stories which will illustrate the power of illumination, the power of harmony and the power of heroism, these three powers. Now, as I make exploration in this field, I am telling you more in detail about this because I am inviting you all to participate in this research program. I would like to tell the students the stories of human culture. That is to say, these stories will have, while we collect the stories, by telling the stories, students should also be introduced to the history of culture. History of Eastern culture, history of Western culture. It will serve a purpose of introducing students through these stories into the heart of culture, because if you examine the stories, actually one of the best uses of stories is to bring children to the heart of the culture. If you read Ramayana and Mahabharata, you enter into the stories of India, which give you the real insight into the culture of India. If you want to understand Indian culture, one of the important characteristics of Indian culture is that the genius or the mentality of Indians is basically, from a certain point of view, very slow as compared to dynamic cultures of many countries where the development and the movement is very fast. In India, the human mind seems to be, not that it is slow, seems to be working slowly. That is because it has a tendency to assimilate any actions or reactions which are around in the surroundings. And assimilation around a spiritual center. And since spiritual center is very deep and very remote, this tendency of assimilation itself is a long process, and assimilation of various, for outwardly it seems to be a very slow process. It arrives at a conclusion after a long period of assimilation, consideration, and arrives at a conclusion. And having arrived at the conclusion, it has a capacity to adhere to that decision or a conclusion and would not easily change it. And this is a very important aspect of Indian mentality. There is a very fine sentence in Ramayana of Tulsidas. Prana jaye baru bachana na jaye. One word that you have spoken cannot be shaken once you have pronounced it, even if it means the cost of your life. This is the character of Rama. Once you have made a statement, word you have spoken cannot be violated afterwards. Now that means that before you make a statement, you take a long time before you make a statement, because your honor, sense of honor, every culture is fundamentally having a terminal point. It ends in some kind of honor. To be a Frenchman, you have an honor in being precise, in being aristocratic in intellectual power. You are really French if you can have, if somebody says, oh, your ideas are very poor, very nebulous, a Frenchman will feel very hurt. The Frenchman has an honor in being precise. And even the language, as you can see, the word précisément is a word which is very often used in French language. It's not used in India, for example. That is to say, you have stated everything precisely, and yet to make it more precise, in brief, you make the statement. So the French culture is very much expressed in the language itself. This is how we must understand every culture has something very special which is even expressed in the language.